And I beg tonight before the service is closed, before I ever even read my text, you're here and God's dealt with your heart. I beg you come. Salvation's a wonderful thing. Boy, I surely appreciate the Lord and appreciate the opportunity to preach. You pray for me tonight. Pray for my voice. Stand with me in reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Luke chapter number 16, I'm going to start reading in verse 19. Just going to try to be obedient to the Lord. You pray for me tonight. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. The Bible says there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we appreciate the privilege to be in the house once again. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight, Father, from the depths of my heart, Father, for the Spirit of God that's moved through this place. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the breeze of heaven that's come down. God, Lord, it's not too many places we get to go preach. Father, Lord, if that happens, and Father, it's not too many places that takes place in this time and day and age. God, that's grown old and that's just old fashioned and God, nobody seems to want that. But God, I'm glad there's still a certain folk and I'm glad there's still some people out there, God, that want to serve you. God, they're burdened by poor folks' heart. God, I beg, Lord, tonight you touch what you give me. God, I beg, Lord, with all my heart, if there be one here that's lost and undone without you, I beg they'd come to know you in the free pardon of sin before it's everlasting too late. Have your way. Hide me behind your cross. I wouldn't say anything. I'd be ashamed. Of in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, I thought about this and wrestled with this all week. You pray for my voice tonight, and I'll try to be brief, but I thought about this, and Brother Ragley, he's done make mention. I've not got nowhere to go tonight, so I'm just going to, hey, if God being my helper, I'm just going to give you what the Lord's given me. But I thought about this all the way up here and had a bunch of messages on my heart, but I thought about, boy, this day and age, hell's not a word you hear a lot about. Amen. I tell you what, I won't toot my own horn or anything like that. The Lord's allowed this little old country preacher, and I'll go ahead and get this out of the way. I don't have no degree tonight. I've never been to a seminary school. And my words might be just a tad bit slurred. I'll go ahead and tell you tonight, the only thing I've learned is just in a few quiet sessions, just me and God. Amen. And so I'm just going to mind Him tonight and everything will be alright. Hey, but I thought about this. Hey, this day and age that you and I live in, Brother Barry, it's not too many folks want to talk about hell. Hey, but I'll tell you what tonight, folks, it's just as real as heaven ever is. I tell you what tonight, and nobody likes to shout as much as I do. And nobody likes to brag on heaven as much as I do. Hey, but I'll tell you what tonight, folks, hell's just as real as heaven is. Yes, sir. Boy, I thought about this on the way up there. This day and age, this time that we live in, Brother Roger, hey, we don't like to bring that word up. And boy, you pray for my voice. I'll try to be obedient. I'll try to be brief. Hey, but I thought about this. Hey, this day and time, hey, the only folks we want to classify, if there even is such a thing as hell, hey, the only folks we want to classify going there, hey, is the booger man if you're young, and if you're old, hey, all we want to classify going is Hitler, and folks like that. Hey, but I tell you what tonight, folks, it'd do you me a lot of good if God had just opened up the corridor of hell and let us look in, Brother Roger. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just let us look in, Brother Rackley, for
yes,
a little while.
Brother,
I thought about this tonight. Hey, I tell you what, folks. Hey, so this new day, this intervention, hey, in this way, I tell you what, Brother Rackley, it'd do us a lot of good. Hey, if he'd just roll back the scroll and let us see the faces of a place called hell. Hey, and God be in my helper tonight. Hey, you pray for my voice. It's not been much this week. Hey, I believe God can pass by and let me preach for just a few minutes. Brother Roger, I thought about this. I thought about, boy, if we could just see in, hey, we'd get a new idea of the folks that's in hell, Brother Rackley. Boy, if we could just look in just for a little while, hey, if we could just look in and see, hey, we'd see some folks, hey, that we wouldn't have no idea that'd be there, Brother Roger. Boy, I thought about this rich man. I'm just going to take my time. I like to move around. Is that okay? Hey, I thought about this. Here this rich man is. Boy, I believe with all my heart, Brother Travis, I like to shake hands too. You just have to get over that. Boy, I thought about this rich man. I believe he didn't have to worry about much, Brother Rackley. I believe he had a good life. I believe the Bible said he was clothed in purple. Hey, that exemplified his royalty. That exemplified his wealth. I believe he had everything. Boy, I tell you what, I believe he got up every morning. Hey, he had his Wheaties already prepared for him. He had everything mankind could want. Well, I tell you what, tonight, I thought about, hey, this rich man no doubt lived a good life. Hey, he'd done whatever he'd done for an occupation. Hey, but never once you ever see him anything about God. Never once. Boy, I got to thinking about that on the way up here. Hey, folks want to think about who all's in a place called hell. Hey, and I want to talk about, hey, the faces that's in the flames of a place called hell. Hey, you know what tonight, folks? Hey, the first thing I thought of, hey, when we look into the corridor of hell and see the faces, hey, we'll see the faces of those who say, I believe nothing. I believe nothing, Brother Roger. Hey, this rich man had everything. Hey, I believe he had all the things he could want. Hey, but he never believed. Hey, let me tell you what tonight, folks. Hey, you may have all kinds of money. Hey, you may have a good suit and tie. Hey, but if you've never been saved, you'll never make it in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, tonight. Here he was. He'd have everything. You say, well, preacher, that's the story God already gives us in the Bible. Hey, but that's not all. I thought about this in Luke chapter number 12. Hey, you'll find a parable of the rich fool. Hey, the Bible said, hey, he had a good crop year. Hey, the Bible said, hey, he told himself, hey, you pray for me. The devil's trying to hinder this, Brother Rackley. Hey, but you know what tonight? I'm going to preach anyway. I thought about this, Brother Travis. The Bible said, hey, he had a good crop. He told himself, he said, soul, you've had a much good for many years. He said, he told himself, just in country boy church, that's the only way I know to preach. He said, I'll pull down my bars. I'll build bigger bars. Hey, I've got so much. I don't need anything else. Boy, we see where he pulled down his bars. Hey, the Bible said he built greater. And he told himself, soul, thou hast got much goods. Hey, laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Hey, boy, ain't that the way we are this day and time? Hey, God's blessed our nation so much. Hey, we've got everything we need. Hey, we don't have to lift hands. Hey, we've come to the point in our life. Hey, where we don't reverence God. Hey, there's no belief in our nation. Hey, let me tell you what tonight, folks. Hey, if we could see in hell, it's not just the bad folks that's there. It's also the folks who said, I'll not believe nothing. Amen. Yes, sir. This day and time. Boy, I tell you what, I've never seen so many folks. Hey, they won't give God any reference. I tell you what, but it's an amazing thing to me. Hey, when we get in a big bad way, I'll never forget 9/11. Hey, boy, I tell you what. Hey, our country, hey, she was going good. Hey, boy, our economy was better than we'd ever seen it. I tell you what, gas was cheap. Hey, groceries was cheap. Everything was fine. Hey, but a few whack jobs. Hey, flew some planes into some buildings. Hey, and the United States went in an uproar. Hey, and folks got scared. And let me tell you what, hey, they went from a nation that didn't believe nothing, hey, to calling out over the airways. Hey, if you believe something, hey, call out on God and pray. And let me tell you what tonight, folks. It's not just bad folks that go to hell. It's those who believe nothing. Let me tell you what tonight, folks. Folks think that I'm just going to take my time. Folks think tonight, well, I tell you what, I'm a good person. Hey, they think, well, hey, I've been an all right person. Let me tell you what tonight, folks. Hey, being a good person, That's not what sent folks to heaven. Hey, being a bad person, Roger, that's not what sent folks to hell. It's unbelief in the finished work of what Jesus did at a place called Calvary. Yes, sir. I would to God tonight. Boy, I tell you what, hey, I couldn't help but think there's Brother Rat. I'm getting a little more freed up now. I'm not as nervous. I'm still young, Brother Rackley. I get nervous, amen. Hey, yes, sir. I tell you what, tonight I take it seriously up behind the pulpit. I get scared, yes, sir. Because it's my, it's me standing in judgment for what I've done behind there. And you know what I got to thinking about? As Brother Rackley begs folks, that no, they need to do business with God. If we could see inside hell tonight, yes, sir, there'd be a lot more folks ready to get down to church and business with God. Yes, sir. Oh, I wish tonight He'd open it up. Hey, and let us see in. Just see the faces that's in the flames. Yes, sir, we see the faces of those. Hey, who said I believe nothing? Boy, I thought about in the book of Genesis chapter number 4. You'll find the two brothers, Cain and Abel. The Bible said that Cain was a tiller of the ground. Yes, sir, I believe he knew how to farm. I come from a farming background myself, raised on a farm. Well, I believe Cain, he knew how to plant those crops, Brother Roger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And the Bible said that Abel, he was a keeper of the sheep. Hey, yes, sir. And you know what the Bible said? Hey, when it comes time, hey, for them to give offering, I believe Cain got together a good, a basket of his fruits. I believe he'd been out there. I believe there wasn't a wheat in Cain's garden. I believe he knew how to till it. I believe he'd done everything. Hey, but you see, hey, Cain was relying on himself. Hey, never once did he have to ask on God. Hey, he was a tiller of a soul. And when he brought his sacrifice to God, he was not pleased. And there little old Abel was. Boy, Brother Barry, I like the way you put it in Sunday school the other day. Boy, I believe Abel come before him there. Boy, he said, God, I've not got a lot. You know what I believe? Oh, Abel, he said, hey, my lambs has got lambs, God. Hey, and their lambs has got lambs. And their lambs has got lambs. Hey, and all I've got is a lamb. And you know what's enough? That pleased God. Let me tell you something tonight, folks. It's not what you and I can do. It's not what we've got in this life. Hey, without the blood shed on your heart, hey, for the remission of sins, there is no forgiveness. Amen. Faces in the flames. Lord, Brother Roger, hey, if we could open up tonight, I tell you what, we'd see a lot of folks. A lot of faces tonight in hell. Hey, that just said, I won't believe nothing. I won't believe nothing. Yes, sir, but you know what else tonight? I'm feeling a little bit better now. It's getting a little nicer in here now. You know what tonight I also believe? Hey, if we could go on a little bit. And you know what? Hey, if we could go on into hell for just a minute. Hey, we wouldn't just see those folks. Hey, but you know who else we'd see tonight? Hey, what else face would we see tonight, preacher? Hey, we'd see the face of the unrepentant.
Yes,
hey, yes, sir. I'm talking about the faces of those who wouldn't repent.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought about this. Hey, in the Bible, Matthew chapter number 26, you'll find a story of a man named Judas. Hey, yes, sir. I believe Judas knew how to preach, Brother Travis. Yeah. I believe Judas knew how to testify. I believe Judas, he knew just how to be a disciple. Amen. Hey, but never once you read a story of a conversion in Judas's life. Hey, I don't care what the Discovery Channel says. Hey, about the gospel of Judas. Hey, Judas was a fake and a devil. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you getting at? Brother Roger, I believe all my heart. If we could open up hell tonight, look here. We see the faces of the fakes. I sat on church pews for years. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, sir, I cut my teeth. I've been in church probably more than most folks. I'm the son of a Baptist preacher. His daddy's a Baptist preacher. I've been in church ever since I've been alive. And you know what? Hey, you say, preacher, where are you getting at? Hey, I tell you what, I went to church. I was like you, Brother Rick. I've listened to a lot of messages. I've listened to Daddy preach. I've listened to him sing. At a young age, I got pushed to the altar. I made me a little weak profession. I never got nothing. And for years of my life, when everybody else would wave their hands, I'd wave my hands. Hey, when they'd shout, I'd shout. Hey, but inside, I wasn't nothing more. Hey, than an unrepentant, a fake, amen. I believe old Judas, he knew how to preach. Let me tell you something tonight, folks. Hey, there's a lot of folks that's sitting in church. They've been church. It's been a church Sunday after Sunday. I mean, they'll never miss a service. I believe every time the offering plate's passed by, brother, I believe they'll throw their $5 in. I believe every time there's a Bible school, they won't miss. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, but you know what? Hey, they get that look when the service gets to moving. Hey, it gets the breeze of glory comes through. And God makes Himself real to the saints. Hey, they get a little uneasy, brother. I said, well, I'm not too worried about the ones. Hey, who gets to waving and rejoicing? Hey, but the ones that's got them big eyes. Hey, who's looking like a calf at a new gate? That's the ones I'm worried about. They don't know what it's about. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, whose faces would we see? The face of the county fake sitting in the church house. I believe if anybody should have known, if anybody missed an opportunity to get saved, it was Judas himself. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I'm living my life just the way I want to. Hey, preacher, I'm enjoying just the way things are. Hey, you know what? You know what I believe go through Judas' mind every day? Every time the flames engulf his body? I believe it's the times he's seen Jesus perform the miracles. Hey, the times he had the chance to get in. Hey, the times there was an opportunity in the door. Hey, for salvation, that'll ring through your mind to all eternity. You say, preacher, whose face will we see? The face of the unrepentant. Yes, sir. The unrepentant. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of folks like that this day and time. Boy, we don't mind church. Hey, about everybody likes church. Yes, sir. Well, we don't mind good singing. Hey, don't nobody fall out with the singers when they're singing about heaven. No, sir. Anybody in their right mind loves to sing about heaven. Yeah. Sir, we love it, Barry. Yes, sir. Boy, when we get down over the rubber meets the road, hey, when we get to talking about a personal walk with Christ, I'm talking about a place and a time, hey, where you fell before God, and your sins was ever before you, and you saw yourself on the way to a devil's hell. Hey, I'm worthy of God. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Fake. Well, we don't mind. We don't mind going to church. Hey, church is the end thing nowadays. Yes, sir. That's the big thing. Yeah. If you've got a belief, there's a church out there that'll preach it to you. Do you know that? Hey, it don't matter. Whoever you want to think is Messiah, there's a church out there that'll preach it to you. Hey, we ain't got a falling out with church. It's that repentant thing. It's that repentant stuff that gets all over folks. Yep. You say, preacher, hey, if God just allowed us to see into hell, whose faces would we see? Yep. We see the faces of those who just wouldn't repent. Yep. I'm talking about those folks, hey, who know God's dealt with their heart. Yep. Well, let me tell you what's in our folks. Hey, if you're here and you're lost, hey, the opportunity you had to be, you missed out on a good opportunity just a minute ago. Yep. Yes, sir, let me tell you something. Hey, I go a lot of places. I don't know about Rogersville. Hey, there's not too many places. What took place tonight would be welcome. Right. Hey, I go a lot of places. If that would have happened, hey, they'd have died. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, they'd have got up there, rearranged their hair. Hey, they'd have got out of order. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Missed out on a good chance. Well, we don't have a problem with church. Yeah. Whose faces would we see? Those of the unrepentant. Well, I believe Judas knew how to do it, don't you? Yeah, I believe he did. No doubt. Boy, I knew how to sing. Boy, I did. Hey, I knew how to sing. I could sing. And you know what, Brother Rackley? I could even let a tear down. Uh-huh. I believe some folks, I believe we've got it to a science. Yeah. Yo, we know what to put on. Surely to God, a man in a tie ain't getting saved. Hey, we know! Yeah. 17 years. 17 years, Brother Roger. You know what? On August the 12th, 2001, as a 17-year-old boy, hey, as an old Indian preacher out of Cherokee, North Carolina, they set a tent down next to Dad's church. Mom, she'd been begging me to go to church all week. I mean, I was a big fake. I tell you how bad I was. You say, preacher, you can't be no worse than I am. Well, I tell you what, Brother Roger, I had me a job. And I tell you what, I'd get out of work just in time on Sunday morning. Yes, sir. Hey, I had time to make it to church. And the good Lord, He sent me a mom. Yes, I made this statement, God didn't give me a parent, but He gave me a mama. There's a difference. I got a mama. You know what she do? She loved me so much. Hey, she knew I'd need to be in church. She'd get my clothes out, my Sunday best. Hey, she'd iron them for me. Hey, she'd had everything just right. Brother Rackley, when she'd done me going on to church, her and Dad, I'd get home just in time. Hey, and I had them fooled. I was going up to the local church there next to the house. Hey, that's the only place I had time to get to. And I'd walk in the house and I'd rubble up those clothes that she'd ironed, Brother Roger, and I'd throw them in the dirty clothes hamper. Just faked that I'd been to church. When I thought I had everybody fooled. You know what, Brother Roger? I learned the night I got saved. It don't matter if I got the preacher fooled.
Yeah, right.
It don't matter tonight if you got Brother Rackley fooled.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't know him too well, but he might be easily fooled. It don't matter tonight. It don't matter tonight. Hey, if you got Brother Travis fooled, I know he's easy fooled. It don't matter if you got him fooled. It don't matter tonight. Hey, if you got the song leader food, you ain't got God food. One I'll never forget, Brother, on August 12, 2001, Mom had begged me all week to go to church. Just go. Just go, she said. Just go. I thought, finally, I couldn't take it no more. I just went. Boy, and little did I know what took place that night, Brother Travis. Boy, I'd been in every kind of service. I've been in them wild services. I've been in them dead services. I had it down to an art. Boy, that night that preacher got up and he preached a message on have you really been changed? I realized deep down in my heart, I'd never been changed. I've never been changed. You know what? Hey, the song leader didn't have to tell me. Hey, the deacons of the church didn't have to tell me. Hey, God Himself has revealed Himself to me. I've never been a change. Boy, and I realized I wasn't nothing more than a Judas Iscariot sitting in on a church pew. I wasn't nothing more but a fight sitting in on the pew. Boy, and you know what?
Yeah.
I got in my little old truck that I was working so hard to pay for. I thought, if I can just make it through the altar call, I've got it licked. I've got it licked. I was a good one. I got it licked. I got in that truck. I was about out of gas, Brother Roger. I eased down the road to a Shell station there. It just so happened I had to go back by that tent to get home.
Yeah.
I pumped my gas in my vehicle. I got it everything just right. Boy, you know what? At this time it was different, Travis.
Yeah, right.
That I'd shake before I could shake it. Boy, my heart was broken. I realized I was on my way to a devil's hell. Boy, you know what? I neared that old tent, Brother Barry, and I could see the lights are still on. Boy, you know what? As I got up there, I thought, what's it going to hurt just to pull in? They might have had a little bit of trouble. I stopped by and I pulled in. Boy, God burned my heart. I knew if I left there, there was no chance. Hey, maybe never another chance. God would knock on my door. When I eased up beside that mom, that good old praying mom of mine, and I said, Mama, I'm lost. Mama, I need to be saved, and I don't want to fake no more. Hey, I say, what tonight, folks? Hey, if God had rolled back the scrolls of the charcoal walls of the damned, you'd see a lot of folks. Hey, the faces of the unrepentant.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The fakes. Yes, sir. I believe old Judas knew how to do it.
Sir,
I believe that's what's wrong with us this day and time. Well, that's what's wrong. Hey, you know what? Me and Brother Travis and Brother Rackley was talking this evening. Boy, it's hard to get folks hooked up to do anything for God these days. You know that. Well, I tell you what, we've been planning this trip. Hey, I tell you what it seems like. Hey, we fought tooth and toenail. Hey, and I'm not just talking about my church. It's that way everywhere. Yes, sir. Hard to get folks hooked up. I wonder sometimes if we're not just fooling with a bunch of faith. I tell you what, you get somebody that's really on fire to do something for God. Somebody that God means something to them. It's not too hard to hook them up to do something. Hey, for the word of God for them. Yes, sir. Whose faces would we see, preacher? We'd see the faces of those, Brother Roger said, hey, I'm just not going to believe nothing. Hey, it's okay, preacher, for you to get loud and get undignified. Get you tired. I'm just not going to believe nothing. That don't work, folks. That don't work. Hey, preacher, who else face will we see? Hey, we see the faces of the unrepentant. I mean the ones that's just scrolling by heaven to park in hell. Just easing by. Boy, don't know how close they are. Salvation's not a hard thing. Do you know that? I'm just a dumb old country boy, but I tell you what, hey, I'll make a bold statement. It's the easiest thing I ever did. You say, how come, preacher? I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hey, God just revealed that I was a sinner. I fell on my face, and He saved me.
Amen.
Boy, I don't know a lot tonight, Brother Racky, but I know I'm saved. Whose face would we see, preacher? The faces of the unrepentant.
Yeah.
I mean the unrepentant. Boy, I thought about this. Over in Mark chapter number 10, you'll find the story of the rich young ruler. Boy, he come to the Lord and said, good master. Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Boy, the Lord told him there. Told him, give him strict instructions. He said, all these things I've done from my youth up.
Yeah.
He said, save one. He said, sell all that you have. Give to the poor. Pick up thy cross and follow me. Boy, and you know what? This day and time, we're not worried about God. Hey, we're in a rat race to get all we can all we get, and then sit on a can. Yeah, we're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Hey, I tell you what, hey, we're not worried. We're not looking toward God's coming. That rich young ruler. Boy, I believe that everybody missed out on a chance to get saved is him.
Yep.
I mean, right there to knock it on the door. The Bible said he went away exceedingly sorrowful. He was very rich. I mean, very rich. You know what? I thought about on the way up here. There's a lot of folks. All that's standing between you and heaven is your earthly possessions. Do you know that? I mean, your earthly possessions. You say, preacher, Sunday's my day of golf. Hey, I work 6 days a week. Hey, Sunday's my day. There's a lot of folks said that their whole life and slipped off into a devil's hell. Yes, sir. I mean, they're earthly possessed. Let me tell you something. Hey, the wealth that rich young ruler had, it didn't mean nothing. He'd give it all back. He'd give 10 worlds over. Hey, for another conversation with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, you say, preacher, was he a bad man? No. You say, preacher, hey, was he a drug abuser? Hey, preacher, was he a murderer? No, just an unrepentant fellow. That's all he was. That's all he was. He said, preacher, whose face would we see? Brother Roger, he'd do me good tonight. I'm going to tell you what, I'm spoiled tonight. God's blessed me. Yes, sir. God's blessed me. Blessed me with a good, fine Christian wife. Blessed me with a good home. I've got a good job. I've got good parents. I've got a wonderful church. I was diagnosed with leukemia in June of 2005. They gave me a 50-50 chance of living. Hey, nearly three and a half years later, I got 6 more treatments, Brother Radley. I've got her leg. She's in remission. Hey, I'm telling you what tonight, folks. God spoiled me.
Amen.
He spoiled me. I tell you what tonight, folks. Every now and then, I'll act like it. Yes, sir. It'd do me good tonight if God had let me see into the charcoal walls of the devil's hell. Brother Roger, I'm talking about looking in where our lost family's going. I'm talking about looking in where my lost friends is going. Yours. Preacher, whose face? Faces in the flames. Whose face would we see? Travis, we'd see the faces of those who said, I'm just not going to believe nothing. Boy, the world's full of them. Let me tell you what tonight, folks. There's never been an atheist lived. You know that? There's never been an atheist. I tell you what, hey, the Scientologists can say what they want to do. Hey, they can prove all their theories. There's never been an atheist. Did you know that? No, sir. 2 seconds after they draw their last breath on this side of eternity and slip into a devil's hell, they're a believer. More of a believer than you and I'll ever be this side of eternity. Did you know that? Yes, sir. We see, hey, the faces of those who say, I'm just not going to believe nothing. I'm just not going to believe nothing. And then we see the faces of those of the unrepentant. I'm talking about the fake now. I'm talking about, hey, the good teenage boy that sat on the pew and said, hey, I know God's dealing with me. Hey, the good old teenage girl, hey, she's faithful to church. I know God's dealing with me. Hey, but what will the crowd think if I get saved?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, I thought the same thing. You say, preacher, hey, my friends will judge me. You'll judge them for Jesus if you'll get saved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something. Let me make a bold statement. Ain't a friend on this side of eternity outside of the Lord Jesus Christ is worth going to hell over. Do you know that? I don't care if your daddy's your best friend. He just don't like his church stuff. You just don't know my dad. Preacher, I just can't. Hey, your daddy's not worth going over to hell for. You say, preacher, I got a good mom. She just don't believe the way you believe. She's not worth going to hell over.
Amen.
No, sir. Whose face would we see? The face of the unrepentant. You know what I got thinking about on the way up here? That's not the only faces we'd see. Let me tell you what tonight, folks. We'd see the faces of the deceived. Do you know that? I'm talking about the deceived. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Let me tell you what. This place, I tell you what, Brother Travis, on the way up here, it seemed like every little bit of place down the road, there was this type of church sign. You go a little bit farther, there was this type of church sign. You go a little bit farther, there was this type of church sign. I done told you, any belief you got, any belief you want to come up with, you can congregate you a church. Let me tell you what, though, folks. Not everybody's right. I mean, hey, don't get nervous, preacher. I ain't going to get in on doctrine, but not everybody's right. I mean, not everybody that's toting a Bible, hey, under their arm and, hey, says, I'm a good servant, is going to enter in the kingdom, brother.
That's right.
Some folks is wrong. Let me tell you what, now, folks. You say, well, I've got good friends. Let me tell you what. You better watch what you believe. Not everything's right. You better line up with this book right here.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What's going to count. You know
That's
that?
Right.
Well, you know what? Hey, on the way up here, I had a little set of instructions. They looked like they was pretty good instructions. How to get here. It had roads mapped out. Pretty good instructions, sounded like. I mean, it made sense. There was two or three turns, Brother Reckley. That wasn't right. You say, preacher, that's funny. I'm not really trying to be funny. No. You better make sure how your instruction book is right.
Amen. Amen.
Better have the right atlas.
Yes. Right.
You say, preacher, who are we going to see? The faces of the deceived.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something, folks. There's millions of folks around this world believing a false doctrine, and they believe it just as strong as you believe what you believe. Hey, probably stronger. I don't know too many Baptist folks that the pastor would have told them to fly a plane into a building or to have flown it in it.
Yes, sir.
You say, preacher, them folks is just crazy. No, sir, they're just deceived.
That's right.
You're right, brother.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, folks. Not ever belief they come up with is right, Brother Barry. That's what scares me. You know what? I had a little old... When I first moved out of my house when I was 18 years old. Right before I got diagnosed. Boy, I thought I was really doing something, Brother Rackley. I mean, boy, I moved out on my own there. I was 18. Boy, I thought I was real big. I didn't need mom and dad no more. I mean, I was big. I had me a job. I moved 40 miles from home, 18 years old. Boy, I thought I was doing good. Hey, you know what? I just had surrendered to preach. I thought, boy, I could take on the world. I mean, bold. There's a little old lady lived right in front of me. And you know what? Me, I'd go to church on Sunday morning. I'd see her out there sweeping her leaves off. She's up in years. She'd sweep her leaves off her apartment. I'd come in from church. Hey, she'd be cleaning everything. I mean, a good, sweet old lady up in years. One day, hey, she come over to the house. She had a problem with her telephone. She said, she come over. She didn't know I was a preacher. She said, hey, little boy, she said, can you help me with my telephone? I said, sure, I can help you. I come over there and I tried to help her there and I got everything right. And when I walked in the door, she had a statue there.
Uh-oh.
A statue there. I won't say what it is. I won't hurt nobody's feelings. She had her a statue there at St. Mary. I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
I ain't got no big salary to lose. I ain't got no big plaque to pull off the wall. I just preach you the truth. You know what? I went in there and I thought, uh-oh. We got some problems here. I'm talking... Boy, she was a sweet lady. I mean, probably somebody's dear grandmother. I got in there and she said, I see you leave every morning on Sunday morning. She said, do you go to church? I said, I do. I told her where I go, I was proud of it. I'm proud of my church. Well, I tell you what, pride's filled up my heart. See them young folks sing tonight. I'm proud of my church. You know what? She said, I see you go to church. I said, yeah, I go to Dripping Springs Baptist Church. I said, sure. I said, do you go to church? Well, she said, I worship in my own kind of way.
I've heard that.
She said, I go ever so often to Saint whatever, whatever, whatever. I usually can't say their names. And boy, I thought about that. And I told her there, my experience of getting saved. And I walked out of there. Boy, I'm talking about an 80-year-old woman, Travis. I never heard her in all the times, all the days that I lived her. I never heard her use no foul language. I mean, hey, she's a sweet old lady. I mean, she'd have done anything for me. But you know what? Hey, she thought all she had to do, hey, was once a month, hey, twice a month, go down, hey, pay a little bit of money to a guy that wears his collar around backwards, hey, and everything was all right. Boy, and I went home and tears strolled down my face. I prayed, I got down there on my couch and I prayed, I said, Lord, I would to God you'd intervene in that woman's life. Hey, I believe you, Brother Roger, hey, she believed that from her youth up, hey, and she believed it as strong as I believe what I believe. You say, preacher, what are you getting at? If God didn't intervene, I don't know where she's at. But if that's all she's got, she'll never make it. She'll never make it. You say, preacher, what are you getting at? Hey, what are you getting at? And let me tell you something now, folks. You better make sure you're reading the right atlas. The right book. You say, preacher, whose face would we see? The face of the deceived. Let me tell you something now, folks. I don't care what they say they baptized you with. Whether it be holy water, Center Hill water, Adele Hollow water, muddy water, I don't care. If you've not been baptized in the blood of Jesus Christ, hey, and there's not a place in time where you can recall, hey, you got down to business with God, you're deceived, amen. Folks is deceived. You say, preacher, well, you folks not all, you know, folks, they're not just deceived by false gods. You say, preacher, you think Jesus is the only God? Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He's the only one worth spelling with a capital G. Do you know that? I don't know a whole lot, but when I get to writing him down, I want to write him with a capital G and all the others with a little G. He's the only one worth being called God. There's all kinds of, hey, good people. There's all kinds of, hey, super spiritual folks they might call a God. They're not a God. I don't care what they... Hey, they can brag on Buddha all they want to. They can do all they want to. He's not a God. Let me tell you what a God is. A God is somebody who'll give you something to live for. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm telling you, a God is a God that'll stand beside you. I'm talking about when mom and dad can't give you no words. Hey, when the doctors don't understand what you're going through, I'll tell you what a God is. A God is a God that'll walk with you every step of the mile, every step of the way. That's what a God is.
Amen.
Sir. Hey, God's not some fairy tale. Hey, that they make up and the end life you'll have so many wives or whatever. That's no God. No, sir. Do you know what? Folks aren't only deceived by false gods. They're also deceived by their own actions. Did you know that? You say, where are you getting that, preacher? Well, I don't know how many folks. I grew up, I told you I'm country. I mean, I'm country. I don't have them big words and stuff like that. I've got a high school education. That's all I got. That's all I got. Barely got it. Yeah, you can laugh there. I don't care. I don't care. You know what? I grew up, Brother Barry, I loved to coon hunt. Everybody knows that. I don't no more. I got married and that ended it. Something about that gold ring, it changes everything. But I used to, when I was in high school, boy, and out in my early 20s, I loved to coon hunt. I love the woods.
Boy,
I love the fish. Boy, I tell you what. I've got some friends, boy, I'm talking about good old boys. You ever met any good old boys?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the best. You can't get them to commit to nothing. I tell you what, nothing, but they're good old boys. Yeah, I'm talking about, hey, those that, they mind their parents. I mean, I've got a slew of friends I graduated high school with. Boy, I tell you what, hey, if you look for good moral people, you can't beat them. You can't beat them. I'm talking about, hey, I'm telling you what, hey, I mean good old boys. There's certain folks in this life. You say, preacher, if God just, hey, for a little while, privileged us to look into hell, Who would we see the faces of? We see the faces of the deceived. I'm talking about folks that's deceived of their own actions. I'm talking about folks that, hey, preacher, I'm as good as those down there at that church.
Yep.
You ever heard that?
Yep, yeah, I heard it.
I mean, I'm talking about folks that say, preacher, I may not go to church, but I'm a good old, I feed my family. I pay my bills. I do everything right. Hey, preacher, I'm just as good as they are. Brother Roger, they're deceived. Boy, I tell you what. Hey, we've got them in our communities. We've got them in our families. Boy, I tell you what. You say, preacher, you telling me. You say, preacher, you telling me. Good old boys go to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good old boys go to hell just like bad old boys. You know what else? I'll go a little bit further. Hey, good mamas that never knew God, they go to hell. Do you know that? Yes, sir. I'm talking about the ones that love their children. I'm talking about ones that, hey, who love their family. I'm talking about, hey, took care of their kids. If they never knew God and they passed away, they're in the same place. You say, preacher, hey, let me tell you, good old grandmas, they go to hell. Do you know that? Huh? Brother Barry, they never knew the truth. Hey, if they never got saved, died lost without God. You say, preacher, whose face will we see? The deceived. Folks got this idea. Hey, this new world thing going around. These churches, it scares me to death. Folks, they think, well, I hear folks all the time. We see folks bump into them at work, and I'm around a lot of people at work. I'm in the construction business. They'll say, Brother Charlie, I started going to church. Boy, you know what? Good job. Boy, yeah. I like to pat folks on the back for going to church.
Yeah.
Well, I started going to church. Well, good. You see him 3 or 4 months later. You still at? Yeah, I still go to church every now and then. Yeah. Well, I like that. Well, I tell you what. You hardly ever hear anybody say, Brother Josh, you'll never know what happened. Well, I was sitting in an old-fashioned meeting the other night. Hey, the preacher got to plow in my row. I seen myself dying without God. I seen myself a miserable sinner. I got saved. You don't see that much. Yeah, don't see many folks that, hey, won't say nothing about that. Well, we got the idea, they say, we'll go to church.
Yeah.
Say, preacher, what is that? That's folks deceived.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks deceived. Well, you know what else I got to think about? I'll go on, preacher, if I need to quit, you just tell me. You just tell me. I enjoy getting to preach when God passes by.
Amen.
Brother Roger, you know what I got to think about earlier tonight? Boy, it got real in here, do you know that?
Yeah,
I enjoy it when it gets that way, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what? There's a certain crowd. That's all they feed off of. You know that?
Right.
Well, I'll never forget this. I was laid up in the hospital in Vanderbilt. That's where I take all my treatments. I'm treated on the pediatric side. I have a kid's leukemia, ALL, acute lymphocytic leukemia. I remember, Brother Ackley, laying in there. I stayed the first time when I was diagnosed for about a month. I remember laying in there. I'd be there. I wasn't allowed to go home much or nothing. My immune system was so run down. I was taking some of my hardest chemo. They were so afraid to let me out of the room. Afraid I'd catch something. I mean, they gave me a 50-50 chance of living. They just pampered me in there, kept me in there. I'd turn it up. Mom and Dad, they'd be there with me when Dad wasn't preaching. He was pastoring the church. Me and Mom, we'd sit there on Sundays. I remember being laying in the hospital bed. I'd be flipping that TV. I'd get on there. You know what? Brother Barry, I can see you grinning. Brother Barry, I'd flip over. The biggest one had come on there. Well, I tell you what, Brother Rackley, they'd be a church. I couldn't count the folks that was there. I'm talking about thousands. Thousands. And you know what? They was folks hooping. They was folks hollering. They was folks dancing a jig, whatnot. I mean, looked like they caught a 40-pound rockfish. Something just hit. I mean, all over the place. When I seen this fella, I just go ahead. It was Benny Hinn.
Yeah.
I ain't got no use for that Jaybird.
No, neither.
If you like him, you can just get offended at me. I ain't got no use for him.
Amen.
I tell you what, hey, you don't know what it's like to lay in a hospital. I lay there in that hospital bed, and he'd brag on healing folks, and he'd slay folks out there in a so-called demonistic spirit. I tell you what, me laying there sick as a dog, hey, dying to fight to live, hey, fighting with every breath, he had the audacity and the heartbeat to say he could heal folks. Let me tell you something, you better check the atlas. I've not ever been of that emotionalism. He's of God! Brother Roger, I'd lay there. Boy, if I could have got my hands around his neck, I'd have choked that polka dotted suit off of him. Yes, sir. Let me tell you something. Better watch what you believe in. You say, preacher, I got a good preacher. Better make sure he lines up with the book. You say, preacher, I like the more the bylaws of my church. Better make sure they line up with the book. That's what'll count in the end. So, preacher, what are you talking about? Whose face would we see there? Well, we see the face of those deceived. Those deceived. Let me tell you something. On Judgment Day, it's going to be a sad day. Do you know that? There's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of folk that was probably more faithful to some kind of assembly. More faithful to some kind of assembly than you and I are. I mean, they believed in it their whole life. I'm talking about good. You know what? And I'll tell you what, I'll go a little further. There's going to be a lot of folks that were in you. Great big Baptist churches stand before God deceived. You say, preacher, how can that be? Let me tell you something. Now, if you've never been saved, that's what's going to count. It don't matter. It don't matter who your pastor is. It don't matter how big a number you got going to your church. If you've never been saved, that's what's going to count.
Amen.
Whose face are we going to see, preacher? Whose face? The face of the deceived. Do you know what? I got to think about this, and I'm going to come to a close. My voice is about strung out. You know what I got to think about, Brother Rackley? I thought about these two folks, and I'm going to quit. I thought about over in the book of Acts. I've knocked that clock down. I'll put it back. Over in the book of Acts, chapter number 24, verse number 25, I thought about old Felix as he talked to Paul. He trembled. The Bible said in verse number 25, trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." You say, preacher, who are you talking about? Boy, I would to God he'd roll back for just a little while and show a scene. You know who we'd see? The faces of those who delayed. Those that said, "Boy, I want to be saved, but I'll just put it off." Those that said, I want to be saved, preacher. It's not a question of that. But just not right now. Old Felix said, "In a convenient season." Let me tell you what, folks. We don't get saved on our time clock. Do you know that?
That's right.
We don't get saved. Let me tell you what. I could have went home that night after that tent revival. I thought about it. Boy, there would have been a lot of good quiet places out there on that 500-acre farm, and I could have curled up somewhere and I could have tried to pray. God hadn't have been there, Brother Rackley. It would have just been in vain. It would have just been words just going up, and it wouldn't have mattered. Let me tell you something. God knocks at your door. He's prying at your heart. He's saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden." He's knocking at that door. You better go. He said, "Come in a convenient season, a convenient time for me. I'll call on you." When I thought about, you never find in your Bible, and if you find it, you bring it to me. But you won't find it. You never find where it says he ever called. Do you know what? He died without God. You know what's going up in his mind? I should have told Paul, "Let's just pray." I would to God I could go back. Just for a chance. Well, as the flames engulf his body, if I could go back. Well, these folks that sit in on some of the greatest preaching, I'm talking about powerful preaching. They waited just too long. Let me tell you what tonight, folks. If he deals with your heart, it's an opportunity. Amen. It's not an obligation.
Right.
It's not an obligation for God. He don't need you or me tonight.
Amen.
He knocks on your door. It's a privilege.
Amen.
Do you know what? And you know what? He never has to knock again.
Right.
I tell you what else tonight, folks. He's a perfect gentleman. Do you know that?
Yeah.
He'll not kick that door down. Right. He said, in a convenient season, I'll call on you. King Agrippa, he was talking to Paul there. He told him, "For time's sake, I'll just go on." He told him there. He said, "Almost thou persuadest me. Almost thou persuadest me." Well, I wonder tonight how many folks have said the same words. How many, during that altar call, I wonder how many folks tonight. Boy, as the altar call was going out, God was knocking on their heart's door. He was almost persuaded. Whatever happened, they might have left, and it was the last service they ever sat in on. Last service. You know what tonight? I believe there's folks in hell hearing old invitation songs over and over again. Yeah, you know what, brother? Yeah. I believe they're hearing "Just As I Am" over and over. Yeah. Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? I remember as a child, they used to sing that song, "Careless Soul, Oh Heed the Warning." Boy, that used to haunt me.
Yeah.
I hated that song. Yeah. Sing anything but that song. I'd put it off. It was just by the sure mercies and grace of God.
Amen.
I mean, just by the sure mercies of the loving God.
That's right.
He'd give me a chance for opportunities. You say, "Preacher, if we got to look in, whose face would we see? Those who delayed." Let me tell you what, tonight, young person, you're here and you say, "Preacher, I'm in the prime of my life. I'm in the prime of my life." Today could be your last day. Tomorrow they could diagnose you with something worse than what I've had. And you could slip off into eternity. Yes, sir. And you could leave this service, climb into an automobile, and drive a half a mile and meet your Maker. You're here tonight and you're not where you ought to be with God. I beg you, come. Whoever's going to sing, whatever you're going to sing, get to the piano and start to sing. Let's all stand.